Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you's a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
We've had this conversation before on the show. That's not how I intended to start, but if I'm playing Life is a Highway, I'm going the Tom Cochran version, and I'm curious why Jimmy chose, I don't even know who does this version.
Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts.
Inferior version.
It's an inferior version, Dan. Do you remember we did this segment, Crowder? We did the segment because I bet Solana $10 million that the Tom Cochran version charted higher than this Rascal Flatts version. And he said, absolutely not, because he only knows what he knows. And it was in Cars. And I was proven right. If you remember,
I don't know Tom Cochran or Rascal Flatts, whatever these people's names are.
You know the song though.
I've heard this song in elevators.
Elevators. I mean, it's from Cars. Interesting start to the show, Jimmy.
Today, Life's a Highway.
This is Life's a Highway. We should give this to DBJ. Life That's is a highway. I want to ride it all night long. See if you can add that. Do you think you could add this in time for DBJ to come on today, Dan?
Yeah, we got you, man. No worries.
I'd kind of like to add the Tom Cochran version.
Yeah, though. I'm not playing this version.
Yeah.
Straight up. You got Dan going. I'm on Dan's side. Whatever.
Dan knows. Was. You know, you were off for one segment yesterday at 5 o'clock, and we were celebrating. Yesterday was One Hit Wonders Day, and I hadn't noticed till Jimmy pointed it out to me during the commercial break that he was playing One Hit Wonders all day long. And so at 5 o'clock, I asked Dan, Jimmy, I'm like, so what is your favorite one hit wonder of all time? You know, is it 8675309 or Safety Dance? You know, one of these 80s tunes. And Jimmy, half paying attention, because he half pays attention to the show, even though this was his idea, I say, what's your favorite one-hit wonder of all time? And he answers, Satisfaction from the Rolling Stones.
I don't understand one-hit wonders.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones have probably more hits than non-hits. Like, if they've put out a million songs since 1965 or whenever they got together, they probably, there's only four of them that are not hits. Everything else is a hit. And so I looked at Jimmy quizzically and I moved on quickly. But yeah, his favorite one hit wonder was Satisfaction from the Rolling Stones.
You know mine.
What is yours? Your favorite one
Project
hit
Pat
wonder?
Chicken, Project Pat Chicken Head.
Well, that's all-time favorite no-hit wonder.
That was a hit.
That was not a hit.
You saw Dan shaking his head. Yeah, Project Pat Chicken Head was a hit.
I hear it on, like, Shade 45 every now and then, because I'll listen to, like, Backspin or whatever, and they'll play Chicken Head, and I always think of you, but that was not a hit. It was never a hit.
I love Project Pat.
We are football heavy today. Three stars of college football past will join us today. Gino Toretta, Don Bailey Jr., and Danny Cannell. So we'll get you ready for the Canes game tomorrow night and the Dolphins game Monday night. Here's a couple of Barry Jackson tweets from earlier today. Mike McDaniel met with the media today. He says he thinks he knows who will start at QB against Tennessee, but, quote, it's premature to reveal for competitive reasons. Barry Jackson tweets, McDaniel said he's trying to determine what Skylar Thompson can do and not sure to what extent he will practice. He has been dealing with pretty painful rib injury. Quote, it's not just pain tolerance. It's how you're able to do your job with what effectiveness.
Hawk, you said it. The competitiveness, having Tennessee prepare for three quarterbacks, whatever it is, I'm all down with that. But don't waste any snaps throughout practice on Skylar Thompson or Boyle. Put Scoot Huntley in there and see what he can do. Get him ready for the package that you have for him.
This is what Joe Shad wrote in the Palm Beach Post. It's time for Snoop. The time for the Miami Dolphins to explore a trade for a quarterback to back up Tua was in the offseason. That was the moment to trade for Justin Fields or Mac Jones or Kenny Pickett or Sam Howell or Desmond Ridder. The Dolphins felt comfortable with letting Mike White and Skylar Thompson battle it out for backup, and now Tua has been concussed and White has been released and Thompson has injured ribs. And now it's too late for a trade that makes great sense. What makes more sense is Snoop. Yes, Tyler Snoop Huntley joined the team only 8 days ago. And yes, the Dolphins have the glare of national TV spotlight Monday Night Football against the Titans in only 5 days. Condense the offense, Coach Mike McDaniel. Simplify the offense, offensive coordinator Frank Smith. Coach Snoop up to be ready, quarterbacks coach Daryl Bevel. Huntley can run. He can really run. Let's face it. Miami's offense has struggled over the past six games, and that's been with Tua, Skylar Thompson, and Tim Boyle. It's time to try something new. Huntley brings athleticism, excitement, and most importantly, hope. This week, Dolphins fullback Alec Ingold, who is thoughtful and always brings honest and direct insight, suggested it's on all the players in the building to be better. And that's true. Ingold noted, but downplayed the notion that a fresh face often comes with the idea of who can save the day. But here's what Joe Shad writes. We understand Ingold's point completely, but the Dolphins do need someone who can save the day. Huntley is Miami's best shot at a Monday night Superman. It's been suggested that Miami could explore a trade for Russell Wilson, Zach Wilson, or Dorian Thompson-Robinson. A trade for one of those quarterbacks, or even the signing of Ryan Tannehill, really makes sense only if medical experts tell Tua and the Dolphins that he needs to shut it down for this season. Then, yes, Miami would need to pivot and add a veteran quarterback in that realm. But there's no indication of that at this time. This is a three-game assignment for now. Thompson has a painful ribs injury. Boyle is not the answer. The Titans are beatable. So too are the Patriots and Colts in the following weeks. Yes, Mike McDaniel needs to figure out the best plan and the best run-pass ratio. And yes, he needs to dive deeply into the RG3 game film from their days in Washington. Zone read it up, option it up, whatever it takes to win the game. General manager Chris Greer and McDaniel probably should have had another more established quarterback on the roster before the season began. That could have happened through free agency, or it could have been done through a trade. But that time has passed. It is time to see whether signing Huntley was actually a smart move by them.
Past June, July, and August of the time they're talking about, when we talk about the Wentzes and the Flaccos and those guys that hold it down. Now, yesterday, you know, we said you had to fight the monster in front of you. This offense has to change. This offense needs – every time Achan, Mostert, if he's healthy, Jeff Wilson gets the ball, it should be a mesh point where Tyler Huntley's looking at somebody, and if he dives down, he pulls the ball and takes off running. Look at what the Ravens do. Look at what these guys – look at what Josh Allen Can we have a quarterback draw? Josh Allen scored on a quarterback draw. Josh Allen got three first downs the other night when they were beating the dog mess out of the Jaguars on quarterback draws. Scheme up quarterback draws. Scheme up quarterback powers. Scheme up RPOs. Scheme up all that stuff when you have an athletic quarterback. That's that, and that's 100% on Mike McDaniel.
And I'm with Joe Shad. He could be your Superman on Monday night. You need one. It ain't going to be Skyler. It ain't going to be Tim Boyle. The reality.
No. And it injured Skyler?
Right.
So now you got to protect him.
We saw him healthy. Look there.
I saw healthy. Put up three.
Crowder made it here today, traveling through this terrible weather. Obviously, I'm keeping an eye on Hurricane Helene. I'm watching a weather channel right now. But Crowder was in New York this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Was trying to fly here. You know, did the show yesterday from New York. Did the show Tuesday from New York as well.
Yep.
And then you were supposed to fly out this morning. You got delayed, bumped, delayed again. But look at you. You made it. You must have made it to your studio there by a minute before we started the show.
1:57, I walked in the house. We flew to Amsterdam because they were like, we want to get around the weather. And I'm looking on that little damn, that little tracker, the flight tracker. I'm like, why are we way out here in the damn Atlantic? Like, just fly down more direct, sir. But yeah, we end up making it. And awesome United Airlines. And I'm a gold premium customer, so you know
they treat you like gold.
Yeah, they gave me a takeoff box.
Oh, very nice. What was in the box? What's in the box?
I tell you what's in the box: salami, crackers, and some Gouda cheese.
Ooh, look at you! We call that a charcuterie where I come from. And our other friend, Alejandro Solana. Dan Day is filling in for Solana for the rest of the week. He had filled in yesterday. Solana is on a bachelor party, and they flew to Asheville, North Carolina.
It's not a bachelor party.
Which is where it's a non-traditional bachelor party.
This is ridiculous.
It's not a bachelor party that you or I have ever participated in, but it's just, it's all guys. They got an Airbnb in the mountains of Asheville. And
8 guys in the woods. Looking at each other. That's sounds a bachelor like party?
Sounds like Deliverance.
Day 3 is about to get ugly, Hawk.
All right. Which one of you guys looks most like Ned Beatty? But anyway, so they fly to Asheville. They land in North Carolina yesterday at 5:30. They don't allow them to deplane till 8:45. Solana's stuck on the plane for over 3 hours. There just isn't enough airport personnel. Everyone in North Carolina is getting ready for the hurricane because it's going to make a beeline through the Big Bend area and then head north, and it's going to go right to where Solana is. Then they couldn't get an Uber. They couldn't do anything. They are stranded. They paid $200 for an Uber to take them to where their house is, but the driver, because it's so wet there, it's so rainy, they couldn't get up like the driveway into the mountain, you know, thing that they rented or whatever. So they had to drag all their luggage up there, but they can't get an Uber to bring Uber Eats. They can't get an Uber to downtown Asheville, which is where they were planning on going last night to party. And there's nothing. There's no food in the house. He's starving to death slowly in Asheville.
Why did you go to Vegas?
Vegas, or, I mean the Bahamas, anywhere. Bahamas,
Cancun, DR, like, yeah. Oh, I'm getting married. I need to have a day in Asheville with the boys. Yeah, I was weird. I gave Solana hell about this one.
Well, he is stranded and starving. that's the latest from him. Today, speaking of Solana, is National Pancake Day. And I will not allow today to go by without playing Pancakes versus Hotcakes, which is one of my favorite Solana moments. We're so busy today. Gino Toretta's getting ready to join us. Don Bailey Jr. will give him some lines to work into the broadcast Friday night. Danny Cannell's going to join us. But we're going to work the Pancakes versus Hotcakes segment in today. I promise you that. So let's get headlines here to begin today's show with Dan Day, who's filling in for Solana. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory. like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Giants Cowboys kick off tonight, 8:15, MetLife Stadium in New Jersey.
I'm excited. Gonna hunker down. There'll be some remnants of bad weather around here. Watch me a little football, gamble on a little football. Very excited for tonight. I'm torn. I want to bet the Cowboys, but Rob Pizzola yesterday gave me a million reasons why not to, why to bet the Giants.
I'm betting the Cowboys, Hawk. I'm with you.
I just don't feel like they're going to lose three in a row. I do feel like they might be a flawed team, but they're not as bad as the New York Giants.
No, I'm with you on that. Daniel Jones versus Dak. And I've been critical of Dak, but Daniel Jones is not a good quarterback. There's no way Daniel Jones puts up 25, 30 points. I can't see it. I'm betting the Cowboys.
Next week, the Dolphins can open the 21-day practice window for Odell Beckham Jr., who is currently on the PUP list. The Dolphins also, they worked out and signed defensive lineman Neil Farrell, and they also worked out Tyler Manoa. Miami, they play Tennessee Monday at 7:30.
Yeah, I'm excited for when Odell Beckham can be out there.
Soon. Last I checked, the Canes are favored by...
You see Jerry Rice in Oakland?
He's not that old, man.
Last I checked, the Canes are favored by 19.5 against the 2-2 Virginia Tech Hokies tomorrow night, 7:30.
Yes, sir. You'll hear the game here.
I'll be there.
That's right. You can check out Crowder's Restaurant, Cracked, section
203. Come on up, right by Liv. Come on up there. Food's delicious.
You want to tell them your opinions about the Hurricanes and the Gators? Crowd will be right there. You share with them whatever you want.
Don't cuss at me, though, because I'm sensitive.
The Marlins, they've been sensitive all season long. They lost their 100th game last night, falling 8-3 to the Twins. They play again tonight, 7:40. Valente Balazo gets the start for the Fish.
All right.
Who?
One-hit wonder.
Valente Balazo.
Yeah. Couple quick notes. Derrick Rose is retiring from the NBA after 16 seasons. The former MVP played for 6 different teams, finishing last year with the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I really have a soft spot in my heart for Derrick Rose. I like him. I like him. I don't think he should have been MVP that one season, but I do like him. He's had a very long career. He's a very thoughtful, interesting guy. I just like him.
Weird.
He's atypical.
You say thoughtful. I just say weird.
Right. He's a bachelor party with all your guy friends in a mountain cabin getaway in Asheville.
Did anybody not? I mean, I think
Derrick Rose is not going to that party as Alana's at.
I'm saying he's a little off, as is that bachelor party.
A little off.
Come on to Asheville, boys.
One more quick note, UNLV and Air Force will remain in the Mountain West after the conference gave them an incentivized package. Of course, Boise State, Colorado State, Utah State, San Diego State, and Fresno State are leaving for the Pac-12.
Did you hear about the UNLV quarterback?
Yeah.
You read that story?
Yeah, I was talking about it off the air with Zach Elb yesterday.
It's wild. Now the action has a reaction where now players want to, they outperform their contract, they want more money, but no, like, you weren't going to get money anyway. It's getting weird, man. And then DJ Ukulele in Florida State, do you think they'd take that $500,000 back if they could? Yeah. So now it's becoming contractual, and I love it because this is what NIL is going to do.
But I'm not necessarily certain that they can't take it back if they wanted to at FSU. Like, there really are no rules and regulations here.
That's the thing. So why can't a kid ask for more money or a university say you're underperforming your contract at either time? It's like it's contracts. Now they are professional players playing under contract is what it is.
I'm imagining, I mean, the way that they should be worded if they're not, but I'm imagining a DJ Ungulaleli, if that's the way you pronounce it, when he goes there, if there's an NIL contract, I imagine, or it should be worded along the lines of, you're going to get $75,000 per our whatever consortium, whatever they call it. I forget what they call the groups. as long as you're the starting quarterback for FSU, whatever. Like there has to be, you know, these the language in there where, hey, if you're no longer the starting quarterback, then you may not achieve what we originally said.
Told you. Is it in the incentives of it? Like the UNLV guy, Matthew Sluka or something like that.
Okay, thank you.
Where in my contract, my first contract, it was if I play 75% of the defensive snaps through the first 3 years, then I get a million-dollar escalator and all that stuff. Is it I don't know, Hawk, but is it worded that way? These are now contracts to play football, to
but
play
the
basketball.
Contract isn't coming from the university. Remember, this happened a couple seasons ago with Jim Larrañaga, where it was like, well, wait a second. The boosters or the NIL guys are promising this. But what if I don't want to play that guy that many minutes?
That's
because you have two wildly different, because it's not the university, it's not the coach who's offering the deal. It's the boosters or the consortiums. I forget what the term is. I'm drawing a blank, but it's
collectives.
Collectives.
Yeah.
And the collectives, like they're not sitting down in a coach's meeting when he's talking about, you know, shuttling in two quarterbacks back and forth. Or like they're going, hey, we got you this guy for this amount of money. And what if the coach goes, yeah, but that's not the guy. Like, you know, it's very interesting. It's still the wild, wild west. It's sorting itself out, but it's still out there.
It's a Cam Ward at Miami, and then there's a DJ Ugalola, whatever the f- his name.
I didn't know that was a Hawaiian word. I never heard that Hawaiian word.
There's a guy who's traveled all day.
Oh man, I'm tired.
If you heard the curse word, you're listening to it on the stream. The stream and the app doesn't dump it. But if you heard it, it didn't go over
it's
the
just
air.
A Hawaiian
there's
word.
There's Ward, and then there's DJ Ugaleglo.
All right. Very good. Well, there's we should
two
move
different,
on.
There's
anyway.
Two different anything sides
else,
of this hall.
Anything else in the headlines, Dan? We should move
yes,
on.
Yes, 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 very much. Weather from the Demesman & Dover Law Firm. Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. We're going to continue to deal with the tropical storm, or really hurricane almost. It's tropical storm like here with the rain. You're going to have the feeder bands coming through, and it's going to be windy throughout. Of course, we're keeping in our thoughts the people up in the Tallahassee area, that Big Bend area, because it's probably possibly going to come in as a Category 4 hurricane. Helene.
Yeah, Category 2 right now, 110 mile per hour sustained winds. It's moving north-northeast at 16 miles an hour, which is actually good news for Tallahassee, because if it wobbles just slightly to the east and it comes in the Tallahassee area, really where it gets the left side, not the right side, that's the drier side. And so that would probably save them a little bit of heartache. So keep an eye on it. And now it says it's up to 120 miles per hour and a Category 3. Oh, they've just made it a Category 3. I'm watching it right now on Weather Channel. 120 mile hour sustained winds, Category 3. That's the 225 advisory. All right, Gino Toretta, or whatever the bleep his name is going to join us.
That
it's amazing
fourth,
that doesn't happen more.
The
isn't
fourth,
it?
Fourth time in 10 years.
It's amazing. With the amount that we curse off the air, it's amazing that doesn't happen more often.
I know, man.
Gino Toretta is going to join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, Hawk, how was the Civil War?
Hawk and Crowder.
Gino.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Toretta is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Reminder, before we talk Canes and football here, if you're looking for the best Canes or Dolphins merch, you check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive or online at caneswear.com. Gino is the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. We've got a full line of grills and smokers and charcoal pellets and fuel. And, you know, Gino loves to be behind the grill. You know, Crowder loves to be behind the grill. Evening's Delight has two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. Evening's Delight is South Florida's source for big green egg grills, accessories, seasonings, sauces, and more. When there's a storm approaching, like Helene, and obviously we're not going to get too much of it, Gino, but do you bring the grill inside or you put it in the garage? What do you do there?
No, absolutely not. I got a big Napoleon grass grill. I just had to make sure it's covered. I got the Traeger next to it, the smoker. Just make sure they're covered, you know. So
is that like in my house, my TV is my baby. Like, I don't want anything to happen to my TV. I love my TV. Are you that way about your grill?
I don't know. I think maybe when it was new and shiny, I think there's been times when I forgot to put the cover on it and some good rain would come in. But, yeah, you know, that just means I gotta light it a little earlier and let it burn off any funk that might have been growing in there.
But don't grill masters, correct me if I'm wrong, Crowder, everybody likes that funk. Everybody likes when the grill has gone through life.
Man, when the bottom below the burner starts burning, like the fat, extra fat, and that smoke, it's got to be terrible for you. It comes out and it's like black, gray. It's just nasty. You just got to burn it, you know, just burn it, burn it, and burn it.
Yeah, Gino, my wife gets so mad when I bring them grills underneath the top and
like she's the overhang. Like,
I can't even get out of the house. I'm like, well, you got to work around the grills because you love to eat, don't you? Yeah, it's an argument in my house.
You know, maybe we need to talk to the guys at Evening's Delight, get you an outdoor kitchen, like if you will, maybe a pad, like a concrete pad, right, and then a little cover. And then you won't have to be doing that, you know, moving your stuff.
You know what?
Channing, I got to say this, okay? This is just a tip on the Samoan, Hawaiian pronunciation of names. Don't look at the spelling of the name. You can't look at Tungavailoa. Spelling. You can't look at Tua's last name.
Who are you talking
Seriously,
about? Who are you talking about specifically, though?
You can't phonetically look at his name and be like, okay, I got this. You basically, you got to just DJ, close your eyes, DJ Uyunglele. Don't even look at how it's spelled because, hell, I can't pronounce it if I look at how it's spelled.
Uyunglele.
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 Yeah.
Because you had
the FCC attorneys for QAM are going to start charging more.
When you said it earlier, Crowder, you had a silent F. But because Uyunglele, it starts with a U, right? There's no F in front of it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just checking. All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got a little frustrated with the pronunciation and
Uyunglele.
Hawks going back and forth with me. Gino, hell with it.
Uyunglele.
I hear you. And by the way, I've done a few of his games. Bro, if I'm in a rush, I just say DJ.
Don't they call him DJU a lot?
DJU.
DJU. How about the Hurricanes tomorrow night? Does it matter at all, Gino? They played Saturday and now they play Friday night. Does losing a day matter at all?
Well, if you're banged up, your body's gonna feel it more. You lose a day of, I don't know if it's a day of preparation. It's more of a day of rest on your body. So maybe you start, you know, you're starting your game prep a day in advance. So, you know, if they made it through the USF game, you know, fairly healthy, then they should be fine. But there's definitely a difference. I got to be honest, it really sucks when you're the away team and you have to fly in on a short week, because then you're losing a couple days, because the travel day is really a wasted day for college or pro. I mean, you're traveling in, and I don't even know if they do it. We used to do walkthroughs at the away stadiums, but I don't even think they do that anymore. So you lose 2 days. But your body realizes it. Yeah.
And Gino, you were on some teams that probably, you know, back then it wasn't sports betting, but now some teams that would have 15, 20 point, you know, they're laying 15, 20, like everybody thought y'all would win. Do you just Is it, and you would say, like, go 1-0 every week. You know that phrase, go 1-0 every week. But with that, do you try to do something different or maybe play around with something or see if this works or something like that when you know that, hell, we're going to beat them by 3 touchdowns?
Channing, I think you know when you were in Florida, if you were favored by 4 touchdowns, you were trying to get the backups in. And you're trying to get them experience. And I think that the pressure, it's not, you know, you're not worried about covering a spread or anything like that. The pressure is from your backup because the backup's going, dude, this is like one of the 4 or 5 games. I can, you know, maybe I can get a half in this game. And the pressure is from your backup saying, come on, man, play, you know, go out there, you know, play all out and get off the field so I can get some reps, because everybody wants the reps, and they know that it's not going to be every week, you know, 4 or 5 touchdown, you know, favorite going into a game, and you should have the game in hand. So I think it just changes from a player's perspective. At least for me, it was all right, go out there, execute, try to be flawless, and then get my backup in to get him some reps, and then obviously, hopefully, you don't have a situation like the Dolphins where you're calling 1-800 Gino Toretta to come in and see if he can throw.
You ready, Gino? Are you ready?
You know what, Channing? I gotta be honest. What they pay the backups nowadays? I don't know if it's worth it, man. I see that fencing and that stuff.
Ready.
I've had that, and you know as well as I do. Your body, man. It would take me 5 weeks to get over about 15 or 20 pops.
You know, all Tim Boyle did was throw bang eights. I'm sure you could throw a bang eight.
You know, I would say this. I might be able to throw one or two, but if I tried to wind up, I might rip the forearm muscles off of my arm if I tried to do that right now. I would not. Hell, you know what? I would be check down Charlie, my brother. I'd be throwing that thing right in front of me. I'd be throwing that little flat route. I'd be throwing that little bubble screen. Hell, I'd be doing that. The college is, you know, with the jet sweep where the little toss in front of you, that's one for one in the pass. I can do those all day. I just got to get in the formation right, get the timing right
back with the motion.
I can complete right some passes. I think, hey, Marino, I think we could all go back and complete some passes like some of them routes they give you one for
one. Here's the question, because obviously I think a lot of Dolphins fans, certainly the writers, are saying it should be Tyler Huntley who gets the start. We've seen Tim Boyle and he's not the answer, and Skylar Thompson wasn't great when he was healthy. Now he's gonna have, you know, chest pain. Dave Hyde wrote a column in the Sun Sentinel. He talked with Coach Erickson, your former coach, and it's written in, I don't know if you saw
he
it
called me
Sun
first because he needed Coach E's number, so I had to okay so yeah
so that, there's that. Yeah, so Dave Hyde talks with Coach Erickson, Dennis Erickson, right. And he says in part of the column today, Erickson remembers all his Seattle Seahawks quarterbacks were hurt before the 1996 finale, so he brought in former UM quarterback Gino Toretta. They used play calls from their Hurricanes days together and beat the Oakland Raiders. I remember, this is Coach Erickson talking, I remember Raiders owner Al Davis saying, Gino frickin' Toretta beat us. You remember, obviously, that game.
Oh, yeah.
How difficult is it for someone to come in? Tyler Huntley's been here 8 days. How difficult is it for someone to come in and win?
If he doesn't know the terminology of the offense, I mean, almost near impossible. So what he's got to do with the terminology, if it's different than what he had prior, but I think he was in the same system in Baltimore. Maybe the terminology is a little bit the same. He's trying to put a picture in his head of what the formation is, what the route is, now what the defense is doing. Okay, here's my reads, 1, 2, 3. Now, if he doesn't know the language, I mean, it'd be like throwing you in China and saying, hey, you can't use English and you have to be successful and navigate your way around.
It's that difficult.
Yeah, there's no question. I can tell you this, Hawk. So I was in Seattle for a few weeks before that last game, and Freeze got hurt. Rick Meyer got hurt. I was the backup going into the game. And Stan Gelbaugh, who was, I don't know, maybe 48 years old at the time, pulled his groin on a muddy Oakland Coliseum field on the third play. So I go out there. I had one wristband, was plays that I knew these, like these were down. And the other wristband was the entire offense. And I told our OC, I was like, hey, you got to stick to this wristband. Well, he wasn't sticking to that wristband. And I would literally, I would get the play call, and Ricky Prohl, who was a veteran receiver with us and played QB at like Wake Forest, I think, when he was in college a little bit. And I would literally, I'd be like, Rick, is this the play? Is this the formation we run this play? You know, and I would have to okay it with him to where I knew, okay, this was the play. This was the right call because, bro, you call the wrong formation. You call the wrong route combination out of a bad formation. Nobody knows what the hell they're doing. And so I was using him. He was helping me get the play called at the thing. But there are things I would say in that you can do to help quarterbacks. And I think college coaches don't do it. Pro coaches don't do it. Run the damn ball. Get under center and say, you know what? Doesn't matter what the heck is going on in football. It's still a physical game. And if the offensive line can beat the other team at the point of attack, you still should be able to have some success pounding the rock, play action off that. And there's ways you can be successful. They can dress up some formations and things like that. But I'm going to tell you what, if he doesn't know the terminology in 8 days, I don't know, maybe they can run 40 different plays. That's probably what I would say. It would be basic formations and run what these guys know and try to get ball in athletes' hands as fast as possible. Get the ball in Tyreek and Jalen and A-Chain and those guys. Get the ball in playmakers' hands as fast as possible.
And Gino, we were talking about it yesterday. Well, we haven't. I can't think of an athletic quarterback with the Dolphins, a Lamar or Josh Allen. Like, we haven't had that. Hell, I don't know if forever the Dolphins had a guy like that. How hard is it? Because my thing that I want Snoop Huntley over Skyler and over, you know, Tim, because of the fact that he can take off, he's an athlete. How hard is it to, like, can they install a RPO? Can they install a speed option? Tyreek motions across. He's a pitch man. They fake it to A-Chan, and now Huntley and Tyreek are the quarterback pitch man. Like, is that hard to implement? Because they have a week.
You know what I think they could probably do? They could probably install – and listen, the play's already been run. They know to run the formation, and they just tell Huntley in the headset, pull the ball and keep it around the side. Because you know as well as I do, the defense is going to start guessing, and they're going to start getting aggressive. And they're just going to be like, you know what, they don't run this. They're going to see a tendency motion across the formation. Hell, we're chasing down – he pulls it out a couple times and goes backside. Yeah, he could. They could do that. It wouldn't be, you know, it's almost like that would probably be between McDaniel and the quarterback just saying, do this with the play. You know, just try this. This is all we're going to do. Don't change any of the other 10 guys on the field. Have your normal play call that everybody else has run. But tell him, and then you got to tell the backer, you know, who's ever was supposed to get the ball, hey, you're not going to get the ball, but just carry out the fake and see how that goes. I think that's what they could do. They couldn't – I don't know how much you could, you know, put in an RPO option, because then all of the if this happens, if the coverage is this, if they drop a safety, you know, things like that. I mean, if I was the Dolphins and you're using Huntley – I would pray for man coverage because he's an athlete and he can run. Yeah. But if they're going to sit back and kind of like a mug zone coverage where they're just kind of everybody's crowding the line of scrimmage, milling around, man, that's going to be hard. But, man, they got weapons. Hell, I don't care what offense he's learning how to run. He can call a formation and call 989. And I know Tyreek and Jalen can run by anybody in the NFL, and I would basically right. I'd give them a chance to catch it, because how many times – listen, Coach Erickson, the best thing Coach Erickson told me, and this was early, you throw a deep ball, and, you know, you're supposed to throw it 40 yards downfield, 5 yards from the sidelines, let your guy make a play for it. How many times do we see, it doesn't matter what level, where a ball goes out of bounds? Mm-hmm. And – religiously watching film. 100% of the balls thrown out of bounds are incomplete. Give your guy a chance to catch the ball. That's all that. That's all Tyreek wants. That's all Jalen wants. They want it. They want a chance to catch the ball. I remember working out with Michael Irvin. And he was like, "I don't need the perfect throw. I just need it around me. I want the chance to catch the ball." And I think that that's what I'd be preaching to him. Say, listen, those other guys are paid and they're paid a lot. Let them make a play for you, because if they make a play for you, then he's going to look that much better.
Damn, that's good advice.
That great is good advice. It's like Malik Nabers in New York, where this Daniel Jones can't throw, but Malik Nabers is making him
throw,
look like
unless he's throwing to Malik Nabers. Then all of a sudden, he's the greatest quarterback in the league.
He's a beast. I mean, that's great players will tell you that. You don't have to be great. They are great. They will make you look better. Just put it in my circumference and let me attack the ball. I mean, Michael Irvin would be like, he goes, "I don't care. I will tell them what route I'm going to run. I don't care. I will out-muscle them to the ball. It doesn't matter if they know the route." And that's the kind of attitude. And I think those guys are those kinds of players. I mean, they can flat out fly. I would take my I'd take my chances. Man, I'd be throwing deep. I mean, I'd be like chucking that thing up.
A lot of Dolphins fans like what you're preaching right now.
You show me a one safety look, because they're probably going to get that, thinking, you know, it's going to be run. Man, you show me a one safety look, I'd be like, "Man, I'm throwing double bang eights right at that thing, and I'm throwing it up down the field and saying, one of you guys just chase it down and get it. And let him eat."
That's why there's a beautiful trophy at your house.
Right.
Hey, that Lamar, I think my junior year said, senior year. I remember we were playing FAMU early, and I started an audible or something, and he like, at next series, he goes, "Hey, bro," he goes, "you don't win the Heisman, audible and run." Audible to play. I was like, okay.
That's a great piece of advice from Lamar Thomas. Gino Toretta, safe travels tomorrow. Gino's supposed to be doing Auburn, Oklahoma on Saturday.
I'm trying to get to Atlanta. Yeah. I'm supposed to land at 1. We'll see if that plane gets canceled, delayed. I also have a 6 a.m. on Saturday that'll get me to Atlanta and drive south 80 miles to Auburn for
good luck on your travels. Gino Toretta, he comes to us courtesy of Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. Evening's Delight, South Florida's
Channing missed the old 96er discussion last week.
Big Green Egg Grills. I bet he's never seen the movie. Evening's Delight, two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. The Big 96er, the old 96er, was it Summer Rental?
The John Candy movie. We went through this last.
I know. Week. I can't remember if it was Summer Rental.
I gotta find. You
remember John Candy trying to polish off the old 96er, the 96 ounce.
Yeah, there's a 5-minute segment. He's probably in a restaurant that Solano's got it in somewhere in Nashville right now. Just country as all get out. And if you ate the old 96er steak, you got your name on a plaque and like a free T-shirt. So he eats it, and John Candy,
the great outdoors,
rather large, great movie, outdoors.
Great
John
outdoors.
Candy was very, very large at the time, and he's huge. And he goes, "All right, I'm done." And the waitress comes over. He's not done. And John Candy goes, "There's nothing left there but fat and gristle." He's not done. He's like, "All right, throw in a couple extra T-shirts for the kids and a Happy Meal or something."
And he gets right back to work on the
absolutely
fat and
hilarious. He goes right back to work on the fat and gristle.
96 ounces?
Old 96.
Old 96.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, look it up on Google. All right.
I we'll struggle with a tomahawk. Week,
Gino. Safe travels, Gino. Gino Toretta. We will we'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder here in a moment.
What we got?
After Crowder tells you about Ed Morse.
Y'all got to get to Ed Morse Sawgrass.
He's traveling on very little sleep.
It's bad off, man.
Ed Morse. Did you already forget? I just told you 4 seconds.
No, I got to look it up.
All right.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Literally thinking about having another child just so I have an excuse for the Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Hawk and Crowder.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.